I'm Jonathan Goldstein, and you're listening to Wiretap on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Today's episode, The Back Half of the Moose, the best of Season 11.
Welcome to Call of Dating 4, License to Love. Would you like to resume your last game or start a new one?
New game!
You're starting over in the land of love. Bad breakup, sweetie? Don't worry. You'll find the man of your dreams in no time. Let's start by taking your new profile pic. Look at the camera and smile. Are you happy with your photo? Are you sure about that? Okay, let's get going.
Level 1, inbox.
You have 437 new messages from potential suitors. You better get reading. You have 90 seconds to select a date. Message 1, from JustHaveFun53.
Hey, I'm 5'11 and love to laugh. Hope you're having a great Monday fun day.
Pass.
Message 2, from TantricBob7.
Would love to get together for some chit-chat sometime. My wife and I are in a polyamorous relationship.
Message 3, from Casanova Jim.
In my spare time, I like to watch war documentaries and read Margaret Atwood novels.
You selected Zoom In for a Closer Look. Yin Yang Neck Tattoo Detected. Abort Mission.
Loser.
Message 5, from LostBoy78.
Casual sex?
Pass.
Montreal Fly Guy 43.
My name's Brandon, and I don't take myself too seriously.
You have 5 seconds left to select a date. 5, 4. You likey!
Level 2, first date.
Press left for walk in the park. Press right for dinner. Press down for art exhibit. You have selected dinner. Your date forgot his wallet at home. You lose 3 financial security points. Your date is unabashedly staring at the waitress's breasts. Press up to ignore, down to fake receiving an emergency phone call from a friend, right to order another glass of wine. Good girl, you've successfully overlooked a major character flaw. As a result, you get to unlock one of your date's secrets. Do you want to know A, why his last girlfriend really broke up with him? Or B, what his relationship is like with his mother? He calls his mom 13 times a day and will likely call you Sandy in bed. While Sandy is not his mother's name, she did play the role of Sandy in her high school production of Grease.
Deal breaker!
Uh-oh. Go back to level 1 and try again with someone new. Try not to be so picky this time.
My name's Vinny. You look very nice.
You've selected our pick of the night. Vinny has a part-time job at a record store and no visible stains on his clothing. He's dreamy. Skip straight ahead to level 3. You're standing under a moonlit sky. Your date is looking handsome in his plaid button-up and skinny jeans. He's leaning in and going for it. Uh-oh. Looks like you have a bad kisser on your hands. Dodge his tongue as it darts in and out of his mouth towards your face. Left, right, left, left. That's it. You can do it. Bummer. He managed to outmaneuver you and get slobber all over your face.
Get a room.
You run into your apartment and cry into a bucket of ice cream. You lose 15 self-respect points. You have one new text. It's from Vinny. It says, I love you.
Deal breaker.
Back to level 1. Sorry, hun.
Level 1. Inbox.
You have 30 seconds to select a date.
The 5 things I can't live without? Friends, family, the internet, my cell, and long cuddles.
You're on date number 3 with Holden Caulfield 11. Cheers! Now you can finally hang out with your couple friends as part of your very own couple.
Hooray! Level 5, Christmas dinner.
Time to meet the family. Will you impress them or just be compared to Jenny, your Beau's high school sweetheart? Play this round of musical chairs and find out. Try not to sit next to his perverted uncle or his conspiracy theory-obsessed sister. Ready? Go. You fell for that little old lady charm and wound up next to his somewhat racist grandma. You lose 8 happiness points. But his parents seem to like you. You've earned 12 marriage material points.
Level 6, domestic life.
This is a new personal record for you. You and your guy have just moved in together. You've almost made it to the marriage round. But first, you must conquer your toughest opponent yet. The foe that has destroyed many a budding romance. Sunday afternoon, IKEA. You have a list of 12 items to pick up for your new apartment. This includes a new duvet cover and a set of mirrors. You know where everything is. You just have to get to the checkout without telling him you hate him. Ready, set, go.
You didn't yell at me once.
Bravo! You have earned 100 bonus points. Would you like to cash in those points for a new Stufelstoll reading lamp or for a sneak peek into your future? You've selected sneak peek. You are putting together your new bookshelf. You drop the Allen key again and he freaks out at you. Argue over the dishes. You binge watch Netflix. He loses your vacation money playing poker. You sing bad karaoke together. Short summers. Grocery shopping. He tells you he loves you. You buy your first home. You hold hands under the table at your wedding. You give birth to your first child. He has a midlife crisis. You scream at each other over money. You forgive him. Board games during a blackout. You cheat on him with his friend. Your son graduates. He forgives you. Drinking too much. Dancing to Stand By Me at your daughter's wedding. You have a midlife crisis. Hot flashes. You rediscover yourself. Getting old. Crossword puzzles. You share reading glasses. You tell him you love him. You read him the newspaper. You dress him. He forgets your name. You survive long winters. You sell the house. You're alone. You have pressed pause. Do you wish to continue? Do you wish to continue? Do you wish to continue? Level 7, marriage. Congratulations! You've never made it this far. The key to this challenge and to being a good partner is grace.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Johnny?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
All right, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you have a couple minutes?
Sure. Why?
Well, I thought it might be fun to play kind of a game show.
Okay.
And I'm going to be... You're always so game. It's wonderful. So I'm going to ask you to explain what's the use of various modern items to a caveman.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, so I'm going to hit you with different things, and you're going to do your best to try to explain what the point of them is to someone who's never heard of them before.
Okay, that could be difficult, but we'll give it a shot.
To make it more like a game show and more dramatic, I'm going to play some music under us.
So I've got a time limit. Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, the more that we can get through, the better.
Okay.
You ready to get started?
Ready.
Okay, first thing, what's the use of the wheel?
This is a wheel, and it rolls. It rolls means that it goes around and around, and it can move faster.
So the point is that it moves things faster?
Yeah.
Okay, next one, the written word.
Okay, You have a stick. You paint pictures on your cave wall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of painting pictures, you write things that tells people other things. For example, sometimes you got to write down something if you forget something. Like if you get to cut the dinosaur, the meat, or whatever it is that you got to cut, you write it down. Write it. So you remember. It's there permanently.
All right, next one. What is the use of an ottoman?
You don't have chairs, so you don't even know what a chair is. But a chair is something that you build to sit in. And sometimes you want your feet up. When you pick your feet up on something, so you feel more relaxed. That's what an ottoman is. I don't know whether that makes any sense.
It might not to a caveman.
Oh.
What is the use of indoor plumbing?
Oh, my God, indoor plumbing. You want to keep the where you relieve yourself as far away from the cave as possible, because the odors could be pretty horrific. So you build a tube, and you get the tube, and you try to make it as long as you can. It may take a long time to make, but you bring it to the river. You put that tube in the river so that all the sewage will go in through the pipe, okay, and flush into the river.
Let's move on to the next
one. Yeah.
What about a quiche?
When you have chickens running around in your cave, they lay eggs. And from these eggs, you break open the eggs, and the yolk comes out, slips out, okay? Then you beat the egg up. I don't know how to make a quiche, Johnny. That's the problem.
But you got the beating the egg up part.
Yeah, it's made. I know a quiche is made with eggs, but I really don't know what
the
recipe for it is.
Okay, next one. High heels.
High heels. The thing is, there's some people that want to seem like they're taller. They want a pair to be taller, so they put a heel that is higher in the back on, and they can in turn intimidate their enemies. Say you're going after a small antelope or a deer, or you want to scare off a predatory animal.
So you put on your high heels.
You put on your high heels, and the animal will be scared off, like a saber-toothed tiger.
So you think it would be practical to hunt saber-toothed tigers in a pair
in
of
high heels?
Okay. Let's try another one. An exercise bicycle.
Okay. There are times when you might eat a lot of meat, and if you eat a lot of meat, too much Torontosaurus burgers, you get a paunch, you get a stomach, it's hanging over, okay? So an exercise bike is like, it has wheels. I explained what a wheel is, but the difference is a bike on wheels moves when you pedal it, but this goes nowhere, and you could do it right in your own cave, and you exercise.
All right, let's try liposuction.
Okay, sometimes exercise doesn't work very well. You can't get rid of that paunch. So what happens, sometimes you go to the witch doctor, and he could open up a hole in your stomach. He sticks a tube in there, okay, and he sucks out all the extra fat out of there so that maybe your paunch goes down. That's called liposuction.
All right, let's try one last one. What is the use in an iPhone?
An iPhone is a method of communication. You carry it around with you in your pocket sometimes.
Well, what's a pocket?
A pocket is something that you have in your clothing in order to carry things. Or if you have a pouch that you wrap around your waist, you can carry that in there.
You mean a fanny pack?
A fanny pack. And you put it into a fanny pack and carry it around.
I don't know. I mean, I know you have a fanny pack. I don't know if cavemen carry fanny packs.
Well,
they
have some kind of bag that they carry their stuff.
Okay.
They have to have some kind of a skin-made bag of some sort.
Okay.
You carry the iPhone in that bag.
Okay.
And you can use it for communicating with other people. People call you, you call them.
But they wouldn't even have the internet or the electricity they wouldn't understand that.
Well, it would be impossible. You know, let's face it, you don't have internet, you don't have any electrical waves in the air, there's no things called Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So in the end, what you could do is you could use it to crack nuts.
Crack nuts.
You could probably beat a small rodent to death that you can eat. you can always find use for something.
How do you mean?
If you're smart enough and you have enough initiative, you could use anything at any particular time. You find a way.
Even an iPhone without electricity.
Yeah. You could even take it and throw it at a bird and then eat the bird. It always has uses. Everything has a use.
That's pretty good. Okay, I think you did really well.
Yeah, I hope so, Johnny.
Well, we accomplished quite a lot. I think we got almost like about a dozen in there.
Yeah, it was kind of silly, but it, you know.
Well, thank you for playing.
Yeah, anytime. Johnny, how do you pronounce that? A liposuction or liposuction? Did I pronounce it right? I don't know.
I think so. I think, what did you say?
Liposuction, I don't know.
I think I've always heard it as liposuction.
Lipo, that's the way I pronounce it.
And you call it the lipo.
You have one new mail. Subject: Joanne's contract. Send to all staff.
Hello there. Could you please draft up a new contract for Joanne Stewart? Beginning next week, she'll be acting as project manager for the Lakeview account. Sincerely, Beverly, HR.
New mail. Re: Joanne's contract. To all staff.
Hey, Beverly. Not sure why I'm receiving this email. I don't know who this Joanne person is. Maybe I've been placed on this mailing list by mistake. I'd love it if you could take me off when you get a chance. Thanks. Signed, Jim.
New mail.
Same goes for me. Please remove me from this list. I haven't worked here for years.
Seems like you accidentally sent this to all staff. It doesn't concern the sales department whatsoever.
Bill here. Since when are we hiring a new project manager? Am I being fired?
Please don't reply all, guys. Thanks.
No, seriously, am I being fired? What the hell?
Please stop replying all, people. It was clearly just a mistake.
Unsubscribe me, please.
Why is Joanne getting promoted? I've been here way longer than her.
LOL, another reply all gone awry. This is just like that time we got over 100 reply alls to Tyson's retirement party invite.
What retirement party? Why was I not invited?
Hey, all, please just click on the reply tab and deselect reply all. My inbox is flooding.
If you hate reply all so much, why are you replying all?
If you're replying all just to tell me not to reply all, you can go f*** yourself.
For crying out loud, if the email isn't for you, just ignore it.
Hey, this is Joanne. Who am I supposed to see about the contract?
Same person you've been seeing since April. Wink.
What's that supposed to mean?
A torrid affair. Tom.
We all saw you guys at the Christmas party.
What Christmas party? Just because I work in the basement doesn't mean I don't occasionally like to come up for air.
Okay, this is getting ridiculous. I'm attaching a screen grab showing you people how to just reply directly to the sender instead of replying all.
I can't open the attachment.
I think I may have been included on this email by mistake. Best, Ashley.
Oh, hey, Ashley. How's the weather up on the sixth floor?
You can't just fire me like this. I've got a baby on the way.
You're all a bunch of sexist pigs. You think I'd sleep my way to the middle? Bill's been running this project into the ground for months.
I resent that.
Well, at least Bill wears deodorant to work. Hashtag, am I right?
That's not deodorant he wears. It's a gallon of cologne, and it gives us all migraines.
Hey-oh, gif of a high five.
30 replies and counting. Let's set a new record.
Did anybody leave their cell phone in the third floor washroom? I just found one by the sink.
You know what, Joanne? I'm glad I'm getting fired, because at least I won't have to listen to another one of your pointless potty training stories around the lunch table. Get a life.
Please stop replying all.
Oh, I have a life. Unlike you, who shows up to work at 6:30 in the morning because his wife can't stand having him in the house for another second.
Hey guys, I think you sent me this by accident, maybe? Rainbow emoji.
Excuse me, if I like to get to work early so I can have my coffee in peace before you stink up the place with your disgusting fish burritos. Haven't you read the office guidebook? No fish in the microwave.
I wish you'd stick your head in the microwave and kill yourself already.
Could you remove me from this list, please? Thanks, Emil.
Would you please stop replying all? Some of us are actually trying to get some work done around here. For the love of God!
I'm sorry, everyone. I was on a conference call and I'm just getting all these replies now.
I was trying to send the original note to Business Affairs. My apologies for the error. Bill, Joanne isn't replacing you. You'll both be working together as co-project managers. Please join me, everyone, in wishing Bill and Joanne the best of luck and congratulating Joanne on her promotion. Sincerely, Beverly, HR.
Yay! Congratulations! Smiley face emoji.
Bill and Joanne, the dream team.
Congratulations, Joanne. You deserve it.
Way to go, Joanne.
Well done, Joanne. You got this.
You guys are the best.
Way to go, Joanne.
Awesome. Congratulations, guys.
So what's everyone doing after work tonight? Anyone want to hang out?
Can someone please unsubscribe me from this f***ing mailing list? I retired in 2001.
How did we make you? Well, we were going through this period where I was out of work and nothing much was going on in my life. I'd watch a lot of TV, smoke weed. Your mother had a part-time job at this pet store a few blocks away, and when she came home, she always smelled of fish food, those colorful flakes. She knew I didn't care for it, so whenever she came home, she'd dump her clothes in the laundry and shower. Well, it was while she was showering that I needed to use the bathroom. So I went into the bathroom, which was unlocked, and sat down on the toilet to do my business. You see, we were used to each other, your mother and I, and could do these kinds of things. You know, I would suggest seeing if you can do these kinds of things with a woman from the get-go, and taking it from there. But I was doing my business, and she was showering. She turned off the water and stuck her hand out from behind the curtain to ask for a towel. I gave her one, and as she dried herself off, she said, "Today in the pet store, I had this funny thought. You and I have a baby waiting for us in paradise that we just haven't claimed." Isn't that a pretty thought? And then I said, "Well, we should get on that." She came out of the shower, naked and beautiful, her long hair wrapped in that towel. And she smiled at me. That was a long time ago, before things fell apart. I guess we never got to make you. I don't even know who's asking. I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
On Wiretap today, you heard Claire Gallia performing Call of Dating, written by Crystal Duhame and Mira Bertwin-Tonick. You also heard Dennis John Cahill, Buzz Goldstein, and Reply All, an office tale told through email, which was written by Mira Bertwin-Tonick. Special thanks to Sean Cole, our colleagues at CBC Montreal, and our friends at the Toronto Radio Club for lending their voices. At the end of the show, you heard Joseph Keckler performing my short story, How Did We Make You? Wiretap is produced by Mira Bertwin-Tonick, Crystal Duhame, and me, Jonathan Goldstein. Tune into Wiretap Saturdays at 3:30 and Thursday evenings at 11:30. Throughout the summer, we'll be airing some of our favorite episodes from past seasons, including some remixed, rarely heard episodes from season one, Before My Voice Broke. Subscribe to the free podcast at cbc.ca/wiretap, where you can also download the latest Wiretap ringtone.
I don't know how to make a kiss, Johnny. That's the problem.
Confess your deepest shame with every ring of your phone. And from all of us here at Wiretap, have a happy and healthy summer.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.